All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway Public Infrastructure District number 1. Today is February 9th, 2026. It's 3:07 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
Sure, John Shaw, Chair.
William Bachman, Treasurer.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
Amanda Castle with Pinnacle Consulting Group, representing accounting.
Derek Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Group.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Matt back at the anchor location. Matt, do we have any members of the public?
Nope, no public present today.
Okay, thanks. So first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting in December, where we adopted the budget December 8th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from the
Thanks.
previous meeting.
I'll second that.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Amanda. There you go. Oh, you're on mute, Amanda.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. We have for your review and approval the very detailed quarterly payment report showing two payments totaling $4,099.01 for requisition one and two relative to the admin costs. If there are any questions on either payment, I would be happy to answer those. If not, we just need a motion to approve.
I'll motion to approve.
Thanks, John.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All
Wonderful.
those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, thanks.
Thank you. And
Welcome.
then next up, I believe, are the financials. We have prepared the December 31st, 2025 financial statements for the district. As of year end, the district had just over 8.2 million in expenditure, or I'm sorry, in assets, the total of which was primarily 7 million sitting within the construction fund. There was an amount of capitalized interest held, as well as some funds remaining in the administrative fund. Those were then offset by that total amount of bond payable of 8.6 million and a relatively small accounts payable balance of just over $1,000. When we look at the fund details, we'll see that the general fund had a small amount of interest income that was then utilized to help offset the total expenditures of $5,148. We also had a transfer in from the capital fund when the debt was issued of $140,000. That primarily is the funds in the admin account that will be utilized in the future for relative expenses. When we look at the debt service fund, again, you'll see a large transfer coming in here from the capital fund. That amount will be used to help offset future payments relative to the debt. And then we had other income of $13,827 with an ending fund balance of just over 1.2 million within that fund. And last but not least, we have a capital projects fund. This is where we show the bond proceeds and relative costs associated with issuing that debt. You'll also see those transfers as noted in the other two funds going to both the general fund and the debt service fund. And then a small amount of interest income, or a pretty good amount of interest income of $77,049 for a total ending fund balance of $6.9 million. I know there's a bit there, but if there are any questions, I would be more than happy to answer. If not, again, we're just looking for a motion to approve.
I'll motion to approve.
Thanks, John.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, let me
Thank
put
you.
up the interlocal. All right, so here's the interlocal agreement with Utah Local Governments Trust. Again, they are a co-op of governmental entities in Utah. Most of the medium and small governmental entities use them, cities, towns, counties. So right now we contract with them to get our insurance. What they have asked is that we join the co-op like all the other governmental entities. So Matt has prepared this for us. We just become a member. You'll see that either Matt or one of our associate attorneys, Tyler King, would be the ones that would represent the district. And that's mainly for future district purposes once everybody rotates off the board, if there is going to be any rotation. So, any questions?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion, John?
Sure, I'll motion to approve.
Thank you.
No, I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, anything you guys have for us that you need?
No.
I
Go
don't think
ahead.
so.
Bill, you good?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks, John.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, good to see you guys.
You too. Thanks,
Okay,
everybody.
take care.
Have a good day.
Take
Bye.
care.
Bye.
Bye.